Today I offer a guided Ignatian meditation on the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. This is an invitation to let the scripture enter into your heart and mind and speak personally to you. As I read the reading, notice any word or phrase, image, or idea that speaks to you or shimmers for you. Stay with that and ponder its meaning. Notice how it makes you feel. Savor the experience, and after the reading, I'll offer some prompts for prayer. And after you finish your prayer, I invite you to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the meditation webpage, which is linked to in today's email. The page also includes a written version of this meditation. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Ask God to open your heart and mind to what God wants you to hear today. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. O Lord, oppressed by your punishment, we cry out in anguish under your chastising. As a woman about to give birth rises and cries out in her pain, so were we in your presence, O Lord. We conceived and writhed in pain, giving birth to wind. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world cannot bring it forth. But your dead shall live. Their corpses shall rise, awake and sing, you who lie in the dust. For your dew is a dew of light, and the land of shades gives birth. In this passage from Isaiah, the prophet expresses longing for God amidst the experience of pain and anguish. My soul yearns for you in the night, he says. My spirit within me keeps vigil for you. Take a moment to get in touch with your own yearning for God. Can you express that to God using your own words? Often, the phrase to mete out is used to refer to something negative, like punishment. But here the Lord metes out peace. What does that look like in your life, in the world today? Isaiah notes that we ourselves have not achieved salvation for the earth, for we cannot. And yet, he expresses hope and trust in God's action for the world. In what ways are you hoping and trusting in God right now? take a few moments to share that hope and trust with God. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.